Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 here with Beck and Jazeel.
Got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
Yeah, but give them some culture.
Strings attached, the West Australian Guitar Festival is returning to Margaret River this October. From the 8th until the 10th, it's a one-of-a-kind event. You're going to attract guitar makers, distributors, players and enthusiasts from around the country, including the one and only Cav Templey from Eskimo Joe. Welcome, Cav.
Cav, how are you going?
Hey guys, how you going?
How was your gig this weekend?
Amazing. It was good.
Or say last weekend?
Yeah. Well, it just happened. I was just thinking, what gig did I do last weekend? I had a solo show at an amazing place called the Duke on George, and it was just a really cool venue, and it was an amazing chance to just kind of do something a bit more intimate and special, as opposed to, you know, what I do with Eskimo Joe, which is kind of scissor kicking across the stage.
Now, what's your involvement with this event?
Well, we went down, I think it was last year, I think we were involved, and I was just super impressed by what they did. I think it's just, you know, when an event comes along and you're like, oh my God, why hasn't this been happening for years already? And it hasn't, and it's just started, which is great. But Margaret River is such a great location for one thing, and so people travel from all over the place, and then you've just kind of got, you know, this, all of these kind of, everyone from guitar nerds to people who just love music, and, you know, there's gigs going on at the local hotels with all these amazing bands, but then there's also, you know, super cool handmade guitars that people have made, as well as, you know, lectures and concerts. And I'm going to be there. I'm doing two different talks on songwriting, so I'll do like a youth event. I'm really passionate about, you know, getting teenagers especially into songwriting really, really early on, because it's such an important part of what we do. So I'm going to do a talk for teenagers and, you know, younger crew on songwriting. Then I'm going to do the adults, I think the next day. So I'll do a songwriting kind of more advanced class for those guys to come along and talk about how I wrote some of my songs and, you know, how you sit down in a room and just get into it. And then I'm going to do a show on the 9th of October, somewhere between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. at the, I think it's called the Heart, which is in this kind of theatre in the middle of where the Guitar Festival is. And that's going to be amazing. So similar thing to what I did on the weekend, I'm just going to kind of go do a really intimate version of all of the Eskimo Joe songs that you'd know, plus some of my solo stuff, and you know, take people on a journey on how I went about writing these songs.
Can you give us a bit of a snippet of your songwriting workshop, maybe a couple of tips and tricks?
Well, it's a lot to do with setting yourself deadlines. I mean, a lot of people, you know, have attempted to write songs before and have got all these kind of half-finished songs in their top drawer. Really, the difference between people who, you know, dabble and people who finish songs, it's just that, you know, you actually set yourself a deadline and you have to kind of work through this process to get there. Even if it's like you don't think it's perfect, you've just got to get to that deadline. And that deadline might be, you know, you've got your structure down, you've got your melodies worked out, and you just record a version of it into your iPhone, and you've got, and it's complete. And then you can move on to writing your next song. And then you might take that, you know, little demo and take it in with your band and start to rehearse it, and then, you know, go into a studio and record it properly. So it's really about giving people tips to just finish songs, you know? Like, yeah, it's pretty easy to start a song, but to finish a song is actually really quite hard.
Yeah.
Have you ever written a song?
I did start to write one.
Oh, so, yeah. Oh, you listened to Kev?
Yeah, exactly.
Finish it off.
Hey, Kev, you mentioned earlier how important it is to, you know, start when you're young. How old were you when you first started penciling down some lyrics?
Look, I think I really kind of got interested in the idea of properly writing songs when I was about 12, 13. And, you know, being a boy, like, I don't think I could sing properly, really, because my voice was like, until I was about, like, 14, 15. And then when my voice kind of settled down, I could sing, you know. I think one of my things was I was really, really bad at learning other people's songs. I would get halfway through and I'd just be like, stuff this, I'm just going to write my own song. So I'm really bad at doing covers of other people's tunes. But I just kind of got frustrated and started writing my own songs. And you know, it's such a, even if you don't become a famous musician or whatever, it's such a therapeutic process writing songs. You know, you, whatever demons are hanging around from your past or from an argument you've had with a loved one the day before, you know, you put it down into a song, hopefully with a few metaphors in there so no one gets in trouble. and it's gone. You know, it's left you. So it's such a satisfying thing to do. So I started doing it when I was about 12, 13, but really 14, 15, you know, as I started to grasp abstract thoughts for the first time, you know, I really started to get into songwriting. And I guess, as they say, I haven't stopped.
I think we should get Cav to help us write a theme song.
Oh.
Yeah, for Beck and Giselle.
We'll start, but we won't finish.
Hey, how have the last 18 months changed for you and Eskimo Joe, Cav?
Well, you know, it's been a really tough 18 months for everyone in the music industry. I think as artists, we're kind of pretty used to just going into hibernation for periods of time. But I think, you know, like, a lot of the industry doesn't exist without the artists and the performers going out there and doing shows. And we've had about 11 shows kind of cancelled or postponed over the last year and a half. And that means that, you know, all the managers, all the booking agents, the sound guys, the guitar techs, all these people don't have a job if we don't go out and play a show. So it's been a really tricky thing for everyone. And really, I just hope that everyone gets vaccinated and goes out and we can start playing shows again, because it's, otherwise, you know, you're going to see a kind of generation of musicians just really disappear off the map. Mm.
So hard. But next year, some good news. You guys are on tour.
Yes. Yeah, we booked we're doing like Black Fingernails, Red Wine and A Song of the City, which is two really big albums for Eskimo Joe and for our fans. We're going to play them back to back. And I think it was like, you know, maybe about March this year, we announced this show, and everyone was like, why are you announcing a show a year out that's happening next year? And I think, you know, in hindsight, it was a good idea, because everyone who's announced shows this year has had to cancel them again. So hopefully next year will be a bit of a different story, and we'll be able to go out and play those shows.
Fingers crossed.
Well, thankfully we're here in WA and we can catch you at Strings Attached, the West Australian Guitar Festival in Margaret River this October from the 8th until the 10th. Thank you so much, Cav.
Thanks, Cav.
Thanks for chatting to us, guys. Cheers.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.